We're here in Copenhagen, Denmark, the home team here at the airport, the Danish team, Spirit of Amiga. You guys, what do you guys think about going to America?
Oh, it's going to be great. I've never been to the States before, so I'm looking very much forward to it. Looking forward to see all the big buildings in New York.
How do you guys feel about this transatlantic historic battle?
It's going to be great. Top two of American Cup against top two of Euro Cup. We haven't practiced much, but I think we are going to go do great against.
This is, you guys are the home team. You're from Denmark. We're actually leaving out of Copenhagen. You guys are Counter-Strike. You're missing a couple members here, but how do you guys fare this year in Euro Cups?
What?
How do you guys do this year with Counter-Strike?
Well, me and HBX, we left Soar to Norway, so we haven't really played with them. You're probably gonna ask that question to NJE or Bloody, who is the member of the team.
Are you expecting a big challenge from the Americans?
Yeah, of course. Complexity and 3 is probably one of the best, if not the best team in the world. So, yeah, of course.
What do you think about who's your toughest competitors out there?
I think Call is the toughest competitors. They have a great team, and I think especially Fraud and Storm are great players. So I would love to meet them.
Well, it's going to be great. You will meet them. You'll be in New York City for the big transatlantic fight. Congratulations and good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, we're here at the podtech.net. We're in Copenhagen for the international takeoff of the GGL Transatlantic Showdown. First time American gamers are going to face up against the top Europeans. We're here with the Swedes, the Action Legans. What are you guys doing?
We're just standing around hanging, waiting for people.
So, I mean, how do you feel about going up against the Americans? You guys are Quake 4. Are you confident?
Yeah, I'm very confident. I think we will beat them.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think the Americans will be the least problem. I think the game versus Ice Climbers will be the hardest, but I'm pretty confident we can.
You guys have done well on the qualifying. You got to the getting your standings up. Quake 4 is a great game. Introduce yourselves for the folks out there. What's your names?
I'm Insomnia. So I've been playing a lot of Quake 3, and that's about it.
Tell a little more.
Tell a little more about yourself.
I'm 24 years old. My name is Patrick. I live in Stockholm. I've been playing for like almost 10 years, different games, and I'm just
You excited to go to America and compete against the Americans?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a great time. So,
what's your name? Tell us about your background too.
My name is Greg, and I'm 18 years old. I'm from Gothenburg, and I'm just taking a break from studies. Just finished high school, so I'm working temporarily. So, taking time, enjoying playing games.
Not bad, taking some time off from school, fly to America and game with the Americans for the transatlantic showdown.
No, this is perfect. It's what I never expected it. So this is great, flying over, getting paid to play, doing what you enjoy. So this is a great opportunity.
All that practice, it's a drag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard work.
Hey, what's your name? What's your background?
My name is Pierre Edlund, and I'm 22 years, and I'm from Norrköping. And I work and go to university in Sweden. And I've been playing Quake for maybe 7 years, seven years, I think.
As soon as you can walk, right? 15?
Yeah.
15 years old you started?
Yeah, I think 14, 15.
Cool. Good deal. Inspiration to a lot of the young folks out there.
I'm Frederick, and I've been playing for about 5 years, since I was 16 years old. And I work as a personal assistant. So this is very nice surprise for us to get this ball.
This could be your day job, gaming.
Yeah, I could do it for a day job.
Swedes look tough, and there's a lot of sponsors out there in America, so good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
These professionals, you will see them on board today, and they're all headed to New York Time Warner Center to compete against some other hotshot gamers from around the world. Now, we would like to invite this group from Intel to board the aircraft first. We're now ready to start boarding, and as soon as this group has gone through, then you're more than welcome to board the aircraft, and we'll make another announcement so you board by Rose. Thank you very much.
We're here at Copenhagen, podtech.net, gaming conversations. What's your name? And your team is Mouse Sports, right?
Yes, that's right.
I talk with him, it's better. You got better English.
Get over here. So introduce yourselves first.
I'm Olamon. I play for Mouse Sports.
Who's on your team? What are your other teammates?
My other teammates is Franz Burghardt, Blizzard Schmiel, and we're missing Flex and Roman at the moment, but we'll see them tomorrow in New York.
How do you guys feel going to compete with the Americans? I mean, there's a lot of trash talk going on. What do you think?
We'll see. We'll do our best. We haven't prepared as much as we should have, but I mean, I think we have a decent shot, at least winning the European side of everything.
How's your confidence after the loss of the Swedes?
It's not too bad. I mean, they've been boot camping for 2 weeks. They prepared well, so I mean, I guess they deserve the win. But I mean, I think that we are the better team if we have the same preparations that they had. So we haven't played in more than 2 days since after this. So hopefully we can get the morale up and give it our best shot.
Well, is this a historic transatlantic battle, Europe against the Americans? Do you think the Americans are cocky, or what do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of the American way of being, I guess. I love Americans. I love America. But I don't know. It's just some extra competitive when you play against Americans, I guess.
Yeah, the Euro Cup has been around for years, and the Americans now just getting organized with tournaments. Do you think Europe's got the edge because of the experience in tournament play?
No, more or less because of the internet difference. We have so much better internet connections around here. We get better practice. Everything. I mean, Europe has always been a front when it comes to this kind of stuff. But lately, America's been catching up. But I can only see COL at the moment. Maybe 3D. Don't know how they've been doing since China. They went through a long boot camp against WMV. But I expect to see COL on top over 3D. And it's going to be definitely a hard game to beat COL.
What do you think about complexity?
Complexity, COL. Yeah, they're an absolutely dedicated team, one of the best teams in the world. I can't wait to play against them. It's going to be fun, but definitely hard. They've been preparing for a long-ass time. So we'll make the best out of it, for sure.
The German team's going to rock, and you guys counter-strike. How do you guys feel?
We'll do our best to please our fans, I guess. Hope they don't expect too much of us, but I mean, we've been doing so much promotional events lately. Haven't had the time to sit down, have a long practice session. But besides from that, I think, they should definitely expect us to do well.
How's it going on the promotion? You guys have many major sponsors?
Yeah, BenQ. We had a huge promotion with BenQ at CeBIT. It went very well. We played some show matches, met fans, signed autographs. Looking really forward to this year.
Congratulations on all your success and good luck against the Americans in New York.
Thank you.